You had buckets or pails, whatever you wanted to call them.
Did they call it?
That's when it was slop.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. Yeah, they call it. Yeah, they usually call it. They call it slop, but they used sometimes say bucket or sometimes say pail.
The slop bucket. Back when I was growing up, it's mostly called a slop bucket. Later, you called it a pail.
Oh, that's.
You're trying to go from my childhood, ain't you? And I'm telling you, and
right.
Growing up on this plantation,
yeah.
You called
exactly.
It a slop bucket.
That's what I was wondering from childhood
right.
On up. Where
you called it a slop
yeah.
Bucket. There.
You're very good because you're aware of these changes and
yeah.
Things. That's very. You're very good at this because you're aware like of the differences
mm-hmm.
Then and now. Well, what about what people would like when you were growing up? What would they fry eggs in? Fry things in general, what were they?
My parents had a frying pan and a skillet.
Oh, now,
they had both.
About
the frying pan
different?
Is thin, see.
Oh,
it's made out of metal, whereas your skillet is made out of iron, out of cast iron.
And the skillet would be the heavy cast iron, frying pan would be lighter weight.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about something like just to boil water in on the stove, what would they use for that?
You had an iron kettle, tea kettle it was called.
Mm-hmm. And what about something like potatoes, to cook potatoes in? What, if they were going to boil potatoes, what would they?
Mother them had what you call grannyware pots mostly, and then she had an iron pot. But like for potatoes and things, you put in this little stew ball, as they call it.
Oh.
But that was granny,
mm-hmm.
Either blue granny or white granny. If you got your aluminum double boiler, you finally had a little piece of fancy cook right there. Then. That's in my growing up.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what about, of course, now you probably didn't have this then, but like nowadays, one of those, like, sort of a fancy thing made out of glass to put flowers in.
What do you all call them? The vase?
I don't call it the vase. Yeah, yeah. I don't call it the vase. I think I've heard people say that on TV, but not real life. Now, what, like when you were a girl growing up, what would be the types of utensils people would eat with?
Well, we had tableware when I was growing up. Knife, fork, and spoon.
Oh, they were just, you know.
My mother. That's the reason I say I had one of the world's best. She, you know, back in those days, and when you had company and whatnot, the children had to wait. But my mother's children never had to wait.
Oh.
We ate at the table with the company and whatnot. I never shall forget one time. And then you used tablecloths, the mask. You know what I'm saying? But the mask tablecloths.
Oh.
Particularly on Sunday. And you just had other little cloths through the week you used. And mother had company, this lady spilled her coffee, and my sister was about 3 or 4 years old. And when this lady spilled that coffee on the table, she said, "Look at what you done, spill that coffee on my mama's table." So it made the lady angry, but the, you know, when they're little, they don't think about
those
things.
Yeah, think about that
sort
of thing. Yeah.
I never forget that.
Funny. Well, what about, now you were telling me like they'd use this fancy tablecloth on Sunday. What kind of, do they have special dishes to use on Sunday?
Well, you didn't use your broken plates and what have you on Sunday when you were using them. You just had your regular, I call dime store tableware. It wasn't silverware by
any
chance.
Did people ever have anything that they referred to as china?
Yeah, but that was at the boss man's house. That wasn't for the tenants.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
We were tenants.
Mm-hmm. Well, what
sharecroppers, maybe, put it that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering because like sometimes we didn't ever have anything that was really china.
Mm-hmm.
But we had one set of dishes that was.
You always put back for company.
Yeah,
special occasions.
But we called it china, but
yes,
it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't china or anything like that. But it was the one that didn't have all the chips and the cracks.
Yeah.